assuming is out.
Yeah, Damian's out and McCarthy's out.
Okay, what's wrong with Carlin?
It's just a concussion.
Okay.
Yeah, but I guess a setback or just not.
No, just not quite. We just don't not happy where he's at right now, and probably good just to again rest him for another week.
How much you feel like things have been kind of moving in the right direction?
Yeah, he's progressing, but I think the more activity, he's just not quite where that he's ready to actually play in a football game. I mean, he's doing well, but we don't have any concerns for him. It's just that it's not that he, you know, he needs to be a little better than he is probably right now. They're playing a game on Sunday, so we decided to rule him out.
How much that? I mean, obviously he. You like to have them out there. I mean, is that something you kind of brace yourself for during the course of the week?
Yeah, I think they you always, I mean, you prepare that way. I mean, Tim did a good job with Shaw last week and when he had to play about 40 snaps, and I think this week these guys play a little bit more through wide receiver stuff, so it won't be maybe as many reps this week because you'll play more nickel there. But, yeah, I think it's something on both sides of the ball. When you have someone, you always, as coaches, plan for the guy not being there, and It's always easier if he is at the end of the week. But it's been a tough year for him. I mean, that's been a tough year for Colin. We've talked about it quite a bit since the first week of having problems and now this part. So it's been frustrating for the team, for him, and but that's you know, unfortunately how it's been this year, and it's got to get through it.
Is it a test thing? You know, did he try to take a test and it didn't work? Or just
no, just overall, just not quite. Just not himself yet.
What about Roost? Some of the other guys?
Yeah, Roost is fine. He should. I mean, he practiced today. I think he's feeling okay, like we thought he would. We didn't overdo it with him, but he practiced, and so we're assuming he's fine for Sunday.
How's he listed?
Questionable.
How about Britt?
Probable.
Cook.
Probable.
Harper.
Questionable.
Hawkins.
Questionable.
Locker.
Probable.
Williams out. Wembley.
Questionable.
Don't you feel good about Wembley after practice?
Yeah, he practiced both days. So unless again, unless something, you know, something shows up over tomorrow, I would assume he's fine for Sunday.
What do you think last week when Jake went to the no huddle there? What kind of sparked him? What was he doing? Why did that get him moving in the right direction, you think?
I think, we had the no huddle earlier in the game, parts of it where we went in and out of it to where he did pretty decent there. And I think at the end, the last quarter, a little more than a quarter, I guess, we went into more of a two-minute mode because of the score. I just think that why he did better, I don't know. I mean, I think it's just guys making plays, making throws, getting more opportunities to throw it. When, unfortunately, you're throwing the ball that many times in a row, the good thing is for a quarterback, he gets in a rhythm and gets a feel for what a defense is doing, and he can come back to the same play on the next play and then make it work. And so I think it gets a little different for quarterbacks when you're throwing in regular offense, where all of a sudden you're running, you're handing it off, you're running it, you don't see the same defensive package. I think when you're seeing the same defense, that's the merit to doing that at times, is that you get a lot of the same looks and then you get comfortable and you can start adjusting things quicker. So I think that's what he did. And then, like we said, if we had made plays, if everyone kind of did it at the same time, we could have made more plays and got in that game. So we'll see.
Are you ever tempted to use it more when it sparks a guy like that, or is that?
Yeah, I mean, you got to do it to where it's good for everything, but everybody, though. I mean, there's positive and negatives, but yeah, I mean, you're trying to get everyone in the game, not just a quarterback. You have to get CJ going. All of a sudden, you want to abandon the run game or put yourself in spots there. So it's a fine line. I mean, there's places in games where I think it works well. I mean, Matt did a nice job back when we played Buffalo. I think we went to it in the first drive, and it worked. And then later on, we went to it and didn't work quite as well. So the other thing is, if it doesn't work, you're off the field. You're off the field in maybe less than a minute, and your defense is back out there. So if I think there's definitely a spot for it in your offense. Most teams carry it now, where you do it more often, just in just 2 minutes. So I think it's something that he's comfortable with and something you'll probably see from us more often.
You, with Damian out, you expecting Lavelle to be active and play on Sunday?
Yeah, we'll have to – obviously we're down to four.
You can't go.
Yeah, he should get an opportunity. Yeah, it'd be hard to.
Any thought of Michael Preston coming up?
Yeah, there's no doubt. We're definitely looking at that and making a move like him. That'd be the next move with the injury reserve guys. That's something we could do this week.
Be bad for Kyle Devane?
Nope. We have other places. Kyle Devane's all he's locked in this week because he's our swing guy this week, so he's safe. But we have other spots, unfortunately, with the injuries we have, of making some moves with IR or flip-flopping some people. So we'll look elsewhere this week.
You like what Preston's done?
Yeah, he's done a great job. I mean, that kid's worked hard. He always has. I think he's really gotten better throughout this year. You know, he gives a defense a great look. Every practice, he works hard. That special teams, he's a guy who can help you on special teams also. And he's been running our offense. It's not like he would be all of a sudden thrown into the fire. I mean, he hasn't been activated, but because he's obviously on practice squad. But he's gotten a handful of reps the last few weeks because of the injuries. He understands our offense pretty well, so I think it's something that'd be an easy transition for him.
Tom Moore will be making the trip, I guess, back to Indy this weekend.
Oh, yeah, he sure will.
It's going to be an interesting trip for him.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I think it's so different. If the staff was the same and Manning was there, if all that was the same, it would probably be a little odd for him. But I think now that everything has changed so much with the organization, from the GM to the head coach to the staff to the players. So I think, but still, you're going back to Indy. It's still a place he's been for a long time and been very successful. So. Yeah, I think it'll probably be a little different for him, being on a different team when he does it.
Sir, I wonder if there's maybe a drill or two or a piece of advice that he's offered a player that's kind of stuck out in your mind that you've noticed maybe.
Well, he's been doing some things with the receivers and the quarterbacks and talking with that group mainly. That's where he's been spending obviously most of his time, other than just watching film with the other coaches and sitting in the meetings and adding some things he saw, or more of a reminder. Is just another way of saying the same thing, but in a different, you know, in his way that has worked for him and in the places he's been. So that's kind of what's going on out here. They're doing some drills. I think he's added some drills that they, especially when the defense is up. Yeah, I think he's been taking the quarterback and one receiver at a time and throwing some routes and doing things like that. So yeah, I think he's been helpful that way. And like I said, he's just starting to get familiar, comfortable with what we're doing and really our players. So that's, you know, it's been helpful.